المليحة in eastern Al-Ghouta near Damascus has become secure. After military operations were finished, army units started calming the streets of the ravaged town and defusing explosives militants planted behind. Press TV accompanied the army units while inspecting the buildings.
This is the entrance of a 60-meter-long tunnel which militants had dug here in Al-Mleha in Damascus' eastern countryside, trying to reach the headquarters of a Syrian army base.
Inside, we found out that it was a network of interconnected tunnels, equipped with electricity and wide enough for a brigade of militants to pass through.
We discovered a network of tunnels dug by militants. They used them for reaching our headquarters. Recently, they were aiming to reach and attack the Syrian Air Force Defense Administration building. We foiled their skins.
Army personnel also started removing the rubble and opening blocked streets. Ferocious battles took place for 129 days, resulting in massive destruction in the buildings and infrastructure. We walked over the debris with Syrian army personnel, taking a look at the main landmarks, such as this municipality building, which was a hideout for militants. Here, militants wrote, "Warning, sniper ahead." They also had well-built barriers. Kitchens, living rooms, and bedrooms have become without walls to cover them. The army said securing Mleha reduces the pressure of mortar attacks on the capital.
By controlling Al-Maliha, we reduced the amount of attacks with mortars on the capital. Militants fired many mortars from Al-Maliha due to its proximity to the capital.
The Syrian army victory was a heavy blow to the militants, as the town is regarded as the gateway into eastern Al-Ghouta, which is made up of towns and villages occupied by militants for almost 2 years. The Syrian army is expected to move ahead with its operations deep into eastern Al-Ghouta. As we left, army personnel cheered, shouting with high morale.
Allah, Syria, Bashar, Hamad
Ali, Press TV, Damascus Countryside.